shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Empty sockets, I'm looking at ghosts and empties. I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself the human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, in Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is
Remix Tape. And I'm Sarah Morris.
And I'm Lindsay Ceballos.
And today we have in the studio a very special guest with us. His name is Will Gordon. Will, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Will. I am the playlist intern for Various Breads and Butters.
Our sister. Yeah. Our sort of sister radio show. It's not a radio show. Podcast.
Lafayette's best podcast.
Lafayette's best podcast.
Definitely.
On the best radio station at Lafayette.
I think they'll be really pleased that that's how you started your intro. That of all the things to know about Will Gordon, you should know that he's the playlist intern.
I feel like it relates most to what we're doing today. So I thought,
Yeah. What about a little about you, though, as an individual?
I really like music. I like to write and read. I'm the editor of the newspaper, and I play guitar. What else do you want to know?
What are you studying at Lafayette?
I'm an English and government law major, and I have a minor in econ.
And what year are you?
I'm a senior.
Yeah.
Coming up to the end.
I know.
It's really special for me to have you on this show because a little known history of Remix Tape, it probably wouldn't have happened had not over the summer Will and Caroline, who is now in Denmark, but Will and Caroline let me come on their show and take over. And then I learned how low the bar really was for having a radio show.
So true.
Yeah.
The former paper playlist episodes are still on WJRH.org.
Oh, yeah. You can check out that episode if you want to go back in the backlogs. But
check it out, listeners.
Yeah, but just...
Caroline Naraki, friend of the show, future guest, perhaps?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Maybe future intern.
definitely. Peter.
Yeah. So, Will, you want to introduce your mix for us? Because we just heard Graceland, which was the first song. What is your theme?
Oh, yeah. So, I was trying to think of a theme, and I was kind of just kind of going through songs I liked, and I realized a lot of the songs have a sense of travel in them, so I decided to do going and arriving as my theme. So
how does Graceland fit into that?
So Graceland is about sort of going to, I mean, I would say it's about Paul Simon sort of journeying to paradise, essentially. He's using Graceland as a way to describe his paradise. So the whole song is sort of about like driving to a place where you'll be at peace. I think it's really beautiful.
A pilgrimage. Cool. Well, do we want to hear a few more songs, and then you can tell us more about this kind of your theme of going and arriving and how it's appearing?
Sure.
Awesome.
Okay. Let's hear the next set.
Oh, wait. Can I say something about...
Oh, yeah. Please.
So
set
the Morningsiders played at Lafayette, I think, have played at Lafayette 2 times, and I saw them the last time they were here, and they're an excellent band. So I highly recommend listening to all their stuff.
Okay, well, here's 25 by the Morningsiders.
Decorating my room. heard that you missed your connecting flight to the Blue Ridge Mountains over near Tennessee. You're ever welcome with me anytime you like. Let's drive to the countryside, leave behind some green-eyed lookalikes, so no one gets worried, no. So no one gets worried, no. But Sean, don't get careless, I'm sure it'll be fine. I love you, I love you, oh brother of mine.
Welcome back to Remix Tape. We just heard the next two tracks from Will Gordon's mix about going and arriving. First, we heard 25 Morning Siders, Visitors to Lafayette, and then Blue Ridge Mountains from Fleet Foxes. And I wish that Fleet Foxes could come to Lafayette College. Maybe. I don't know.
I wish that also.
Yeah.
We can talk to LAF.
Okay. Maybe. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's get this ball
Make
rolling.
It happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Will, do you want to tell us about why these are on your mix?
Well, what do you want to, can you be more specific? Wait, why the song, those two songs that we just listened to are?
Yeah, why is Blue Ridge Mountains on your mix? Why is 25 on your mix? I mean, I know 25 has this obvious thing of going and coming home, but why Blue Ridge Mountains?
Well, I think Blue Ridge Mountains also has a thing about going, like, it's kind of about, like, escaping someone's identity in a certain way, and, like, leaving and, you know, kind of going off into isolation. It's also a song I just loved in high school, so I decided to put it on. Kind of like junior year and senior year of high school, I got really into the Fleet Foxes. And then, yeah, we talked a little bit about the Morningsiders already.
Have you been to the Blue Ridge Mountains?
I have never been to the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Must rectify. We were just talking while you all were listening about how the Blue Ridge Mountains have made a third appearance on Remix Tape. Not the song, but the mountains themselves. And so they must be some kind of great landscape for our show.
It doesn't get better than Blue Ridge Mountains. It doesn't get better than Virginia.
Lindsay's very pro Virginia. I'm very pro North Carolina, but it works.
It's the sister thing with those states. It's a sister love, a sisterly love.
So,
but Virginia's for lovers, FYI. Anyway,
yeah, that's right. That's their license plate. So did when you were picking these songs, did you say in titling this "Going and Arriving"? Did you say some of these songs are about going and some are about arriving, or do you want to tell us how you organized your mix, maybe more broadly?
Yeah. I did. I kind of picked songs first and then decided how to title it. And I really wanted. We'll listen to it later. Spoiler alert. We're going to listen to This Must Be the Place, the Iron Wine cover. And I really wanted that song in the playlist because I love that song. But all my other songs are kind of related to going, and that song's really about coming home. So I decided to do it going and arriving because you're kind of arriving at a place. And also, I mean, themes like in 25, like, it talks a lot about going home. And in Graceland, it talks a lot about, like, finding paradise in a place. So I thought it was a good title. Yeah, and I tried to group, like, songs that are heavier together. So next we're going to listen to Led Zeppelin, Modest Mouse, and Cake, which are more alternative bands with, like, distorted guitars and things like that. So I wanted that to work well together. And then as the playlist ends, it's more focused on going home.
Ooh, we'll have to talk about that.
That's a cool, concept. Yeah, I like that progression. I mean, this Fleet Foxes, that album, is an amazing car... Yeah. Like road trip album, you know. I have such memories driving up to Vermont with like a car full of people going to a cabin listening to that album, and also being in Virginia in the Blue Ridge Mountains listening to that song with someone who's very dear to me. So excellent choice.
Yeah, I really love album construction. I think Helplessness Blues by the Fleet Foxes too.
Love that.
It's just an amazing album to just listen to straight through.
It is, yeah.
That's really interesting because we often, when we talk to our younger guests, they often say they don't listen to albums as much as they listen to things like Spotify, or has been a big part of their listening experience. So they can listen to singles regularly without having to listen to a whole CD. So it's interesting that you pay attention to album construction.
Yeah, sometime in... high school, I was listening, you wouldn't get this from the playlist, but I'm really into jazz music too, and I was listening to an interview with a saxophone player, and he was talking about how when people used to just listen to records, they would have much more appreciation for the form and creation of an album itself, because you just listen through it straight through. And then I thought about that, and I was like, wow, that's really true, and a lot of the music I listened to is originally on records, so I decided to pay more attention to the way albums were constructed. I mean, like, To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar, like, that's an amazingly constructed album. Just tell the story is great.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's get back to your amazingly constructed mix.
Yeah. We're going to play a few more tracks, and we'll be back to talk more about Going and Arriving with Will Gordon.
Seems how years ago in days of old when magic filled the air. Just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum at the evil wall crept up and slipped away.
Yeah, it wouldn't bend, couldn't bend. reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
Welcome back to Remix Tape. Hey, so you just heard, So you just heard Ramble On, Led Zeppelin, Dashboard, Modest Mouse, and The Distance, Cake. And this album name,
Fashion Nugget, in case
you didn't know or kind of forgot, Fashion Nugget, which is also a way to describe the lovely Sarah Morris, because she's a little Fashion Nugget.
Wow. I don't know how I feel about that.
It was a compliment.
Well, you know, actually Fashion Nugget came out when I was in grade school, and I had this CD, and it was it has parental advisory, so right. I don't know how I actually got a hold of the CD, because probably my parents wouldn't have let me buy it.
They would have been censoring. But yeah, that album really was off the hook for the elementary school contingent. Ruled.
What's the song that was most famous from it? Can you click on the album?
Never There.
Click on it though. There's a song that
click
I
click on this one.
Just click on Fashion Nugget.
There's Short Skirt.
You guys, this is me on Spotify, and it is not okay. It's
No, I Will Survive. His version of I Will Survive. I remember that.
Wait, is slow? At a sad first, songs and waltzes.
I was afraid. I was petrified.
Yep, he's got a kind of delivery.
The rest of the show should be Sarah singing Cake's version of I Will Survive.
In the words of Swedes Everywhere, nay.
All right, so back to your mix.
Moving on.
All right, so Will, you were telling us that you organized this in sets of three and that this was kind of your heavier or like alternative set. Do you have any closing words on this set?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, I don't
profound.
I saw Cake 2 summers ago, and they were awesome, and that was fun. I've never seen Led Zeppelin live, surprisingly.
Are any of these songs tied to a particular period of travel for you?
So Graceland 25 and San Francisco are all cross-country road trip related songs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How did you pick those songs for your road trip, or are they ones that you just played constant music and these are the ones that kind of distilled down as being the memorable songs?
Graceland and 25 were kind of like, yeah, the memorable songs that we played a lot, but because we listened to those whole albums a lot. But San Francisco, I really like hammered on San Francisco when we were in San Francisco. I made sure we listened to it.
What about
crossing the Golden Gate Bridge?
Speaking of San Francisco, I feel like this song references the more famous San Francisco song by Scott McKenzie. Do you know that one?
I don't.
Like, if you're going to San Francisco, make sure to wear flowers in your hair. You don't know that song? I feel
song.
Like we should play that song instead of your song.
Ooh,
but we won't do
Sarah.
It. We won't do that. We should listen to that song. I can't believe you went to San Francisco and didn't listen to the original San Francisco song.
I don't know the original
such
San Francisco
a hippie
song.
You know the song, we'll play it at the end.
Okay.
But yeah, it's
such like
a hippie song
now.
It's just, you're just, yeah, it's
also awesome. Like, it's a great song.
Yeah, agreed.
There's the Frisco Bay song by Bob Dylan. Which is a good song.
Yeah, and then there's that
the Eric Clapton cover.
Then there's that Otis Redding Sitting on the Dock of the Bay,
the
where
the
he
bay.
Talks
yes.
about the Frisco Bay.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Played that jazz camp.
San Francisco rules. I was just there.
Wait, can we go back for a second? Jazz camp. So, Will, maybe tell us a bit about jazz camp.
I don't know.
Why don't
next
you lead with,
really
my name's Will Gordon, and I went to jazz camp.
For 2 summers in
what
high
was?
School.
What did you play?
Guitar.
Yeah. Nice, whoa, jazz guitar, cool. Do you like, never mind, sorry.
Wait, do I like who? We can just
moving
talk
on, moving on.
Her.
Well, how did it,
Jingle
yeah.
Reiner, it's good.
Oh, he's, yeah, he rules. Well, what is involved in jazz camp? How did it work? How much did you, were you like jamming? Was it really structured? Did you have
is
like jazz music theory? Was it really intense? Was it really intense?
There, it's like as intense as you want it to be. They put you audition in the beginning and they put you in different level combos, just like little bands, and then you jam with the bands, and you also can do like extracurricular kind of things when you're there. It's pretty structured, and one of the extracurricular things was R&B band, and that's where we played Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Cool. And then you left jazz camp.
I left jazz camp.
Alas.
And now I'm here.
And now you're here.
And that's how
going and arriving.
Indeed.
Actually, though, I had a question and now I forgot it. But, oh, we should talk about this elephant in the room. And that is that you are about to go, Will Gordon, is,
oh.
And you are graduating. So, is...
Oh, God.
And I feel like, did the fact that you are about to leave, did that influence, like, how these songs are appearing in your mix?
It didn't, but now you're making me think that it did. So, no, I didn't. I was more thinking about spring break.
Also about
to go.
In
the short term, yeah. But I guess that's a good way to talk about this, maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know.
We'll let you keep mulling
any,
over
yeah,
it until after the next set. Then you can talk about how...
All my future plans.
Well, no, just like how being on the precipice of leaving is changing your relationship to the present. We'll revisit. Peter, did you pick out a PSA?
It's too much.
Hardball questions.
That's like existential.
We're about
stuff.
To have a great public service announcement by our favorite intern, Peter Todaro. Peter, go for it.
Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafoods and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafoods from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Wow.
All right. Stay safe.
That was really good.
Or just don't eat meat. You could also not just, avoid that and... Your life is a lot easier. Okay. By the way, you're also listening to WJRH. Yeah, an unofficial PSA. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We're going to hear the next few tracks from Will Gordon's mix. So check this out.
Said hidden just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah. And we glided on through Waverly and Lincoln. Our days were long, our nights no longer. Count the seconds, watching the hours. Though we live on the U.S. dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time. Santa Barbara, Hannah cried, I miss those freezing beaches. I walked into town to buy some kindling for the fire, and I told the New York Times I've been to pieces. Trust you, then damn it, Hannah. There's no future, there's no answer. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time.
Welcome back to Remix Tape with Sarah Morris, Lindsay Ceballos, and Will Gordon. Hey, Will. So, we've been talking about your album, Going and Arriving, and most of your songs have a very obvious connection to going or arriving. Like, they're either about travel or about a particular place. But what's the deal with Hannah Hunt?
Isn't Hannah Hunt kind of about a road trip in some way? It talks about going to all these different places.
Do they?
That's what we just heard from Vampire Weekend. Yeah. Before that, San Francisco Foxygen.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I didn't listen closely enough, but I thought it was about Hannah Hunt, like about a girl named Hannah.
Oh. I mean, that's part of what it's about.
Tell us, unpack.
I mean, I haven't really like spent a lot of time with the lyrics, but I picked it because of like the theme of like going to all these different places, and the way it talks a lot about like the way time moves because of traveling, which I thought was really interesting. And I really like the song. And I learned that he named it after someone he knew in college, I think, but he didn't have like, he just like sat next to this person in class and like used to mess up her name. Like, I think it was, like, her first name was something a little bit different, and he always used to call her Hannah instead, and he, like, wrote a note to her saying, like, hey, do you mind if I name a song after you? And she was like, okay.
It's considerate that he asked. Yeah. I guess he wouldn't have to.
Probably fact-check that story, but I think that's right. I think I remember.
We don't have a fact-checking intern.
Peter should take on that responsibility.
good idea.
Clearly, I'm not good at pushing buttons.
We'll see about that. Duly noted.
Okay. So there is some travel in Hannah Hunt. Yeah, with this sense of time, like this question of, do you think time travels differently when you're moving or when you're going places, or when you, do you feel like you're in one place right now, like that it's, that you can be wholly present here at Lafayette?
I don't think Will should have to answer that question. That was really intense. That was a really like difficult question. I mean, Sarah is getting at some really deep stuff here for sure, but I just don't think that we can comment.
I don't know. I'm not but sure over, if handing can ever that over be to fully you. Present.
He's. I feel like he's going for it. So I feel like he should.
I also gave him time to think. Jeez.
Well, now that you've gone for it, do you want to elaborate?
What do you think about that? Do you think you can ever be fully present?
Passing the buck.
Well, I mean, I think that you do carry with you kind of your past, and most of us are often thinking of the future so that it is simultaneous in a certain way. Sure.
I agree with that.
All right, Lindsay, you want to ask us maybe a lighter
What's
question?
Your existential question?
Have we gone over home? Like, where are you from, man?
Oh, I'm from Barkhamsted, Connecticut, which is like in the middle of nowhere, Connecticut. It's in the northwestern corner near the Berkshires of Massachusetts.
Okay. How close are you to Woodstock? Woodstock, Connecticut?
Woodstock, Connecticut.
I think it might be on the other end, like in the east corner.
It's actually...
Like near Worcester. It's near Worcester.
Okay. Probably like an hour or two. Okay. Probably an hour.
Yeah. Do you have a strong Connecticut identity? Would you ever get like an ash tree tattoo on your, or anything? I think that's the state tree of, or whatever. Yeah. Are you just really into Connecticut?
I think I relate more to being a New Englander.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I think Connecticut is also associated with a lot of things that I don't associate with, like the really wealthy part of Connecticut and things like that.
Intern Peter has a question or comment.
So I just actually took a train through Connecticut twice, Monday and Tuesday. I was hurtling through the Connecticut woods, and I'm sorry, Will, but what a weird state, because there is this divide right between like it's essentially New York, and then you're just in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
really
can you
weird.
Comment on that? Just the sort of weirdness, the outlandishness of Connecticut.
Yeah, I agree with that. It also is the state, I think, according to some data, with the largest wealth disparity in the United States.
It is. I heard that too. I went to college in Connecticut.
Oh, where'd you go?
Wesleyan.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It is a really strange state. Like, you can go into areas of Fairfield that are just, really built and wealthy, and everyone works in New York. And then areas like mine are kind of just, like, out in the middle of nowhere, like, in the country. I live, like, 10 minutes away, or actually on the same road as, like, a small ski mountain. So it's really, and there's hiking trails behind my house and a reservoir. Very much in a rural area.
Connecticut, though, is beautiful. I mean, I think the nature, the recreation available in the state is unappreciated, I have to say. I've been to a lot of excellent places just for hanging outside in Connecticut.
Yeah. Also where Mark Twain is from.
That's true.
They're so close together. Yeah, you can visit both their houses at once.
Yeah.
And Wallace Stevens. You can do the Wallace Stevens Poet Trail in West Hartford, Connecticut.
True.
It's kind of a writer's state.
Yeah. Well, you're going to go home for spring break for part of it, right?
For part of it, yeah.
Cool. Well, then let's play your home-themed songs.
Ooh, nice transition.
Thank you. Really worked on that.
Okay, everyone, we're going to hear the last three songs from this mix.
But we've made the most. say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay, I know nothing's wrong. Nothing. I got plenty of time. You got light in your eyes, and you're standing here beside me. I love the passing of time. Never for money, always for love. Cover up and say goodnight. Say where I wanna be, but I guess I'm already there. I come home, she lifted up her wings. I guess that this must be the place. I can tell one from the other. Did I find you or you find me? There was a time before we were born. Someone asked, this is where I'll be.
how it happened. been living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
All right, welcome back to Remix Tape. We just heard Welcome Home, Son, Radical Face, This Must Be the Place, Iron and Wine and Ben Bridwell, and then Life by the Drop, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Sarah? Will?
Deep questions.
Well, Will, are you going to make a sequel mix that says, I have arrived?
Arrived. We'll see. Only time will tell.
Cool. Well, we actually, Will actually has class at 1:15, so we probably yeah. need to wrap this up. But we are so glad to have you on.
It was so much fun.
Thank you for coming. This was awesome.
This was great.
Enjoyed getting to know you in the booth.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, next week is spring break. So our guests, most of our guests will be fleeing, including Will Gordon. But lucky you,
we are not fleeing.
We are still here. So we're going to have a special mixtape for you, which is going to be Rad Bad Happy Sad mix.
It's going to be real, real sad too.
And really, really, really cheerful. So just get excited.
Can I ask a question about how sure. the playlist will be structured?
Will sure.
it be like sad song, happy song? It'll be like sad, happy.
I'd prefer, being someone who's, a Manichaean at heart, I would prefer to just like slam you with the sad and then slam you with the happy. Preferably, I'd like to end with sad, like a block of sad, so that people are feeling kind of bad.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think we should start sad.
We have yet to decide.
Yeah, we have to craft this together to make it unified and make sure our transitions are on point.
For sure.
But thank you all. This has been Remix Tape. And I'm Lindsay. I'm Sarah.
Sarah, please.
That's DJ Onions or DJ Surly.
Or DJ Salty. I like all of those.
Tune in. If you want to listen to this later, I guess if you are listening to this later, you're probably listening on WJRH.com, .org, not .com. And thanks so much. And we'll see you next Thursday at noon. Stay rad.
Or bad.
The problem is, which one of these is it?
Okay. Oh. If you're going to San Francisco,
Okay. This is still remix tape, but this is like a kind of epilogue. This is Lindsay, and it's the week before spring break, and remix tape is letting it all hang out. You know why? This is why.
About